TC Nation, thank you for joining. Thank you for clicking on this sermon. And guess what? This week's a special week. My husband wrote a book. I'm so proud of you.
Baby,
and
thank you.
You're welcome. And we're so happy that you joined.
And I want you to know that the reason we wrote this book, Relationship Goals, was to help you win in relationships. And today we do believe this message is going to help you. All the content in this series, Relationship Goals Reloaded, is going to help you because we believe that you can win in relationships. No matter where you are, there is a brighter future for you. Maybe you just need to learn some things. So go get the book today at IamMikeTodd.com and enjoy this message as we all win in relationships.
I'm ready. If you're ready for Relationship Goals Reloaded, I need you to let me know by saying I'm ready. Hey, amen. Well, today we are starting a brand new series called Relationship Goals Reloaded. And the reason I'm so excited about this is because this whole thing of relationship goals is really less calculated than everybody might think. This whole thing that 900, and I believe it was, I wrote it down, 993 days ago, I spoke the original message for relationship goals. And when I spoke that 993 days ago, August 7th, 2017, a few months later, the series would go viral. And people would start watching this, and people who believed in God, people who didn't believe in God, people who were in a relationship, people who were divorced, people who were stalkers, people who were in situationships. You know what those are. People who were sliding into DMs and people who had lost their husbands and wives. This series began to go viral and people started to share it. And we didn't plan for it, but for some reason, God wanted to get this message out. This was something he wanted to encourage his people with. And I want to set precedence as we start this message. I never expect God to do the same thing the same way again, because he's a sovereign God. So let me tell you, I'm not preaching today for this message to go viral. That doesn't matter to me. My assignment is whoever is watching this right now, for me to give you everything that God has put in me for you. So if nobody else sees it except the people on this stream right now, I know that this is a word from God. I feel it already. And this is going to help you win in relationships. They tell me from the stats that 19.7 million people have watched Relationship Goals on YouTube. But I don't care that many people watched it. I would just like 1,900 people to apply the wisdom and the knowledge that comes out of these messages. Because if only 1,900 people apply and start aiming at the goal that God has for us in relationships, that means families get better. That means children are raised in an environment that have a clear understanding of God's word on relationship. That means that you will be better. So I just want to make that clear as we start. I don't know how long this series is going to be. It's supposed to be 4 weeks right now. But after this message, I think it's too short. We might be in this for a little bit. Because I want you to win in relationships. If you want to win in relationships, just say that out of your mouth. Say, I want to win in relationships. Come on, put it in the chat. I want to win in relationships. And that's why I believe that I am here. And many of you know this. Charles said it earlier, but I have to make an announcement to everybody in Transformation Nation. Your boy is officially an author. Yeah, boy. Now, why this is so amazing, as my wife sits in the front row, because she knows that I don't even, as of probably about 6 years ago, I ain't even like to read. The fact that I'm an author and I didn't like to read means that God has a funny sense of humor, that he'll use the foolish things to confound the wise. And so in my first copy of Relationship Goals, and I want to thank you guys so much for supporting Transformation Nation. Y'all have stood up. Y'all have pre-ordered. Y'all have done so much. And the book comes out this Tuesday, and we're going to turn up this Wednesday. I'm going to tell y'all all about it. We got stuff coming together. But it's going to be fun. Thank you for supporting this, because it's not a book. It's a manual. This is something that I want to help you win in relationships. And I wrote this first one to my wife. It says, this is the first official copy of my first ever book, and there's only one person in the world who deserves it. You. You are my relationship goals. Thank you for believing me, Natalie. And I want to give this to my wife. Here you go, baby mama. Come and just get it real quick. I just want to let you know in front of everybody. She covering herself. She looking all hood right now because ain't nobody here. I love you too. And today, I was going to preach off of what I wrote in the book. And then God said, I got more for you. And I said, hold on. He said, you called the series Relationship Goals. What? Reloaded. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a gun before and you've unloaded all of the bullets, they say reload. And there's a new cartridge that comes in and you have to put that thing in there and it's brand new bullets. And so I'm telling you right now, I hope you're ready because these are all brand new bullets. The 8 parts of the other series that in the book, they're to help you, but God's given me more stuff that we're gonna highlight some stuff, but these are brand new bullets and I'm ready to get into it right now. See, because when this thing happened, and I didn't know that people were struggling so much in relationships, but I was seeing the results of it. I was seeing how people were broken. I was seeing how I was broken. And the reason that I wrote this book is because I did not have a manual. I had great Christian parents. I grew up in a church environment, but nobody actually gave me plays on how to win in relationship. The only instruction that I got, and maybe you got the same one, is don't have sex before you get married. Well, what happens when you failed that test and failed it again and failed it again? Thank you for grace. Because the truth of the matter is so many people are out here struggling in relationships and they do not know what God says about relationships. And there is power in the spoken word, but there is longevity in the written word. I'm gonna say that again because somebody missed it. There's power in the spoken word. What I'm doing right now, there's power in it, but there is longevity in the written word. When the founding fathers of this United States of America wanted to set some principles that we would be guided by, even after they were gone, they didn't just say it to each other, they wrote it down and it became the Constitution. When Martin Luther King was inspired by the injustices that were happening all around him, he didn't just say it to his friends, he wrote it down and they became famous speeches like I Have a Dream. Their longevity, they'll outlive all of us. When God wanted to get a message to all of creation, he didn't just say it to a couple of people, he wrote it down, divinely inspired through men, with every word being right where it needs to be so that it could get to us, and now it has longevity and we read it as the Bible. So why Relationship Goals, the book, is because my prayer is this is not for likes. This is for longevity. My prayer is that when my daughter needs instruction on relationship goals and her daughter needs instructions on relationship goals, maybe we would have put something in the earth that would have given somebody what I didn't have. And that's why I want you to be a part of this movement. I want you to get this to as many people as you can. It is not an age thing. There are people who are 75 years old that have read this book and reviewed it and saying it's changing their view on relationships for the latter half of their life. Do not miss your blessing because you think you've already arrived. All of us can do better at relationships. And today we're about to walk through this thing because I believe God gives principles in his word for us to live by. Everybody say principles. Say it again. Say principles. And I think that if we could ever start living by the principles of God, we would avoid a lot of the problems of life. I'm gonna say it again. If we could ever start living by the principles of God, we would avoid a lot of problems in life. Write down my first point right now. The more principles you learn from the word of God, the less you pray about what to do. I'm gonna say it again because some of y'all are like, what did he just say? He said you don't have to pray that much. Listen to what I just said. The more principles you learn from the word of God, the less you have to pray about what to do. If you have a car made by a manufacturer, whatever your car is, a Kia, a Honda, a Ford, whatever your car is, the car comes with the manual. Most of us have never read the manual. Can we be honest? If you have read the manual to your car, lift your hands right now. And I see if you're lying. put your hands down, Tremaine. You know you didn't read the manual, okay? Most of us never read the manual. So if something goes wrong with our vehicle, most of us panic. Most of us, if we start the car, we start hearing a noise, and then it slows down and the acceleration goes down. We pull over to the side. We start panicking. Oh, no, what's going to happen? And usually we call a mechanic because the panic leads to problems. And so when we start panicking, we then find problems, and then we find a mechanic. When the mechanic gets there, he comes in. He doesn't seem tense, worried, frustrated, nothing. He comes in, he tries to start the car, he listens to what's happening. He then goes up and he opens up the hood. He goes past all of the other things and goes straight to the problem, and he's able to fix exactly what's wrong with the situation because he knows the principles of a car. Okay, y'all are gonna get this in a second. You pay him $350? Why? Because you did not know how to fix it yourself. You could have saved time and money and not had to pay for it if you knew the principles. I'm talking about your relationships and you don't even know it. You are paying so much in time and energy and hurt and frustration, and you're losing purpose and losing your life because you're paying for something that you do not know the principles of. Oh, I'm already preaching. And many of you are depleted, and I dare say overdrawn in your account, because you're paying for not knowing the principles. When I think about this, you need to understand this. Principles simplify life. When you understand the principle of a thing, life becomes simple. I want you to write that down. Principles simplify life. Let me prove it to you. The car that most of us drive works on the principle of gasoline. You know how to put gas in your car. You know that principle. So when your car goes on E, don't nobody be praying about that, because they know the principle. They don't say, oh God, I'm on E. Father, I just thank you right now that you would send a ram in the bush. God, I thank you, Father, that you would make a way for the petrol to get into my tank. God, I need to call a phone a friend. Holy Spirit, who should I call? Diane? Diane, I need you to touch and agree with me, because right now I'm out of gas. And I know that God can be a way where there is no way. Lord, would you please bring a quick trip? You don't do that, because you understand the principle of gasoline. So you don't have to pray about what you understand the principle of. You don't have to pray about what you understand the principle of. And so what ends up happening is, if you run out of gas, you'll find the nearest gas station, you will put the gas in the car, and you will pump it, because you understand how the principle of a car is supposed to function. That's the way it's supposed to be for all your relationships. You're supposed to understand the principles of relationships so you don't have to pray about what you already know the principle of. See how quiet it is? Because the truth is, most of us have never read the manual about relationships. Most of us have never been taught the principles. Our parents didn't know how to do it, so they didn't teach us about it. Pop culture acts like they know how to do it, so they're the only ones stepping up and saying, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be. But they didn't make it, so it's one of those things where they're telling you how it's supposed to work, but they have no guarantees in their life. You ever got a product that wasn't made by the manufacturer, so you get no guarantees with it? And that's what's happening. A lot of our relationships are broken because we're getting taught, and they're given to us by somebody who didn't make them. And when you didn't make a thing, you can't guarantee it. I feel that. So what I'm trying to tell you right now, whatever happens in your relationship, you are supposed to know exactly what to do. Know what's wrong with it and how to fix it. But the reason we can't is because we haven't read the manual. The reason I'm trying to dig down on this, and y'all, I feel like a teacher today. I really want to take you through the word and build value to why God is supposed to be the ones to define our relationship, why our relationship with him is our ultimate relationship goal. Because out of that relationship, all of our other relationships will be successful. Out of the relationship I have vertically with him, everything I do down here will be able to win. But what we've been trying to do is do relationship down here and ask him to bless it, when he wasn't the first relationship goal for us. And that's why I want to give you this point. principles protect life. So principles simplify life, but also when you get principles, they protect life. And when you violate a principle, they destroy you. I'll say it a different way. When you violate a principle, you violate yourself. Okay, I'm using this car analogy a lot because I think it's easy for everybody to get. When you violate the speed limit and you violate that principle and then you get pulled over and then you have to pay for the ticket, you didn't violate the police officer. You didn't take anything from him. What you did was you took something from yourself. And that's what happens when we violate the principles of God, whether it be having sex outside of marriage. That doesn't violate anybody except you. And now you have a soul tie and attached to somebody that was never supposed to experience all your glory, baby. And he wasn't never supposed to see that queen or that king and that level of vulnerability. But when you violate the principle for the rest of your life, every time you see that person and they come in the room, you remember that. Uh-oh. You know there's some pictures floating around with you. Uh-oh. You know there's a couple of messages that you sent. And God is saying, like, don't violate my principles. Because when you violate my principles, no matter how good it feels in the moment, you're violating yourself. Look at it. Y'all need some scripture because some of y'all is like, what is he doing? Why is he on a rampage? I told you I was reloaded. Psalms 119. Verse 1 through 4, it says, blessed are those, and I want you to highlight and underline a few things right here. It says, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the underlying law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his underlying statutes and seek him with all of their heart. They do no wrong. They do no wrong. They do no wrong. But follow underline his ways. You have laid down underlined precepts that are to be fully obeyed. There's a level of life that you can live where you don't do nothing wrong when you obey the instructions of the one who made life. Let me say it again. There's a way that you can do no wrong in relationships when you obey the manual, the law, the precepts, the ways that God has set up for us. That's why so many broken relationships are all around here, because we keep going over the precepts, the laws, the instructions that God is trying to give us. Let me say it a different way. The principles that he tries to set up for us in relationship. And that's why we spend most of our relational life crossing lines and coming back, saying things we weren't supposed to say, then coming back, getting mad at our business partner, and then coming back. And we do this dance because we never ever listened to the precepts, the laws, the statutes of God and fully obeyed them. And that's why that word principle means a lot. I started to study it because when we talk about relationship goals and relationship, God is the originator or the manufacturer of relationships. And I'm trying to drive that into you because the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks, they won't be as powerful if you do not get this point. That word principle, it has a root word of prince. And the word prince means first. Principle means first law or first rule. So let me give you a long definition of principle. It's the first foundational original law established by which a creature or a created thing is designed to function or be regulated. Let me give you a remix of that definition. A principle is the first law laid down by the manufacturer. This is so important because if you understand that marriage was not made by government, it was made by God. Yeah. He put down the law. Yeah. He put down the principles that it was supposed to be guarded by. Parenting was not just a good idea. He told us that I'm going to teach you how to parent. Running a business, it's not just a good idea. God says, I want to show you how to do this thing where you can be successful. I want to show you where you don't have to pay every time you mess up because you understood what it was supposed to be from the beginning. Let me say something to you about a principle. Write this point down. Anything that is not a principle is an opinion. Anything, and now that we have social media, it's so crazy because you can post something and have a lot of followers and you act like it's a principle, but it's just your opinion. Because you weren't the first one to establish that law. You didn't create that. My Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the one who established it in the beginning. He spoke a word into it, and the whole galaxies are still standing in place. In the beginning, there was relationship before anybody. I don't got the time to explain it, but it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and they were in relationship. Three personalities in one. They were already doing it before he said, let us make man in our image, both male and female. Who knows the blueprint on relationship? God does. And until we understand the principle of God knowing, or that his principle is not an opinion, we will allow pop culture to define it. We will allow our family to define it. Or this is what my mom and them said. How good is their relationship? Well, this is what this blog said. How good is their relationship? All they can do is give an opinion on the principle. And I know some of y'all are going to be mad and some of y'all about to click off right now, but you can keep having that raggedy relationship that you've been having, or you can learn the principles of God and you can allow me to show it to you, because until I learned this, I was aiming at all the wrong things. Until I learned this, I was going to pornography for validation. Before I learned this, I was hurting people left and right. And thinking that if I just repented, maybe somehow it would change my actions. No, it just put me in a better feeling to do it again. What I'm telling you is the things that you're doing in your relationships, because some of y'all are sliding in DMs and you have a wife. And there are people right now that are searching for validation and people that can never give it to you. And there are people that have been divorced 2 and 3 times and you're still looking for something that only God can give. And there's other people that keep going from business partner to business partner. It's not them, baby, it's you. There's something that God wants to upgrade in you. There's some principle he wants to teach you. There's something that he wants to do in you. And some of you are saying, well, nobody knows that, but God sees who you really are, even though you don't post nothing or say nothing or talk about your relationship. Some of y'all are like, I'm real private. I'm private. I don't let nobody know what's going on. It's still broken, even though we don't know it. If you don't allow God to set the principle for your relationship and let your opinion die and submit to the one who created it, you will always end up without the result that you're actually looking for. Woo! I'm preaching better than y'all talking to me or commenting. Okay. So that's why the principle is first. Everybody needs to remember that. Principle is first. When a king and a queen have a child, what do they call it? A prince or a princess, because they are the first ones in line for the throne. Can I blow your mind real quick? Satan is called the prince of darkness, because darkness, watch this, in the Hebrew means ignorance. So he is the first one to rule by ignorance. The reason why you have to learn the principles of God, because when you don't know the principles of God about relationship, when you don't know the principle of God about singleness, when you don't know the principles of God about your marriage, you are ignorant. And Satan's name is the first, the prince of ignorance. Okay, so let me help you. That means the area of your life where you are ignorant, Satan has the most rulership over you. Oh, that's good. the area of your life where you are most ignorant, Satan has the most rulership over you. That's why it seems like you can get it right in your business, but every time it comes to relationships, you jacked up and you crying and you messed up and you just screwing her and all of these other things. It's because you haven't learned anything. You haven't gone back to the principles of God. You are ignorant. You are in the dark about relationship. And that's been the enemy's plan for generation after generation. You don't know if your daddy is really your daddy. You don't know if your uncle is actually, never mind, actually your brother, because there's so much darkness. There's so much crap around relationships that we just keep it in the dark, and the enemy's able to win there because we are ignorant of God's principles about relationship. That's why we have to learn. That's why we have to study. That's why I've dedicated myself over this past 6 or 7 years to becoming a scholar. I got to read more. And let me tell you this, I hated reading. I did not like going through and seeing a bunch of words. Let me be honest, I'm one of them picture guys. I need a picture somewhere that's creative and that's taking up at least 3/4 of the paper. Do I have any picture people in the house today? But what I understand is this principle of ignorance, it made me understand. It don't matter if I don't like to. If I don't get more knowledge in this area, if I don't understand how to be a better husband, if I don't work on my craft of speaking, if I don't learn how to be a better CEO, manage my personal finance, the enemy gets to hold me where I don't have any knowledge. And some of y'all, your relationships have just been held by the enemy because of our ignorance about the principles of God. But today, I believe by the spirit of faith, somebody through this series, through the book, through the Bible, is going to get knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Woo! Somebody say knowledge. Put it in the chat. And guess what I found? The Hebrew word darkness in Hebrew is ignorant. But guess what? The word knowledge in Hebrew means light. So wherever there is darkness, at the moment knowledge comes in, light comes on. And where it is dark in relationships and you don't understand the principle, where it's dark in business and you don't understand the principle, where it is dark in your family and they don't understand the principle, if you would just put knowledge there, light would come on. And wherever light is, darkness cannot stay. Can I promise you that this is why Jesus in John 8:12, what does he say? He spoke to the people once more and he said, I am the light of the world. I am the knowledge that you need. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness or ignorance. Ooh, this Bible preaching. Because you will have the light, the knowledge that leads to life. The light, the knowledge that leads to life. What God wants to give you through this Relationship Goals series is light, is knowledge that leads to the life you want to live, that leads to hashtag relationship goals, that leads to the business being successful, that leads to the blessed life that God wants you to have. But you cannot have God's best in the dark. I need to hear you. Every secret, every lie. I think it was Apostle T.I. that said, bring them out, bring them out. I think that's who said that. I need you to bring it out, because God says what's done in the dark has to come to the light. This series is about to expose some things. This series is about to bring you to a place that says, it doesn't even make sense for me to live in this ignorance anymore. I believe that God is coming to shed light. Somebody shout at me, light. I need to see some light bulbs in the chat right now. I need to see some beings going off right now. God is coming to give you, everybody shout at me, light. He said he's the light of the world, but look what Matthew 5:14 says. He said, don't just be excited that Jesus is the light of the world. He takes it a step further and he said, and you were made in my image. So you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. I just hear Kanye's flashing lights in the background right now. God said, I want you to be so knowledgeable on what the principles are of relationship by the word of God, that when you walk into a room and you see a counterfeit that's talking ignorance and it's dark, you step in there and say, the light is here. You step in there and say, you can't fool me with that crap, bro. You step in there and say, I'm more valuable than that, baby. The light has shown up. Oh. Somebody needs to say, I hate ignorance. Yeah, say it. Say, I hate ignorance. Because I'm telling you, that's where the enemy has been able to grip you. You don't want to read nothing about budgeting? That's where the enemy gets to play with your money. You don't want to read anything about forgiving? That's where the enemy gets to control your heart. That's why we had that moment at the beginning. I was trying to shed some light on you. You can't get the full word of what God wants to do in your life if you're holding on and it's hard ground. We need light. We need knowledge. And that's why we're talking about this right now. Psalms 119, I love it. Because my passion is to destroy. I'm sweating through everything right now because I'm in my purpose right now. And I'm feeling like I feel that the reason I was created was to destroy darkness, your darkness in your life. That's why you tune in here every Sunday. That's why even if you don't understand all of the reference, there's something that keeps bringing you back. Because this is the first time all week some of y'all have had light in your life. You've been listening to the news. You've been checking your bank account every hour. You've been looking at the death toll, and God says, hold on, hold on, hold on. Come back to me. I'm the light of the world. And if you could get around some other people that have some lights, I would dare us to say that in the middle of the pandemic, we can light this whole thing up, baby. Somebody needs to say, light it up. Woo! Some of us need to stop speaking doubt and stop speaking the facts, and we need to speak by faith, and we need to light it up. But you only can light up a place where you have knowledge. And in the area of relationships, we've been ignorant. And I hate ignorance. And that's why Psalms 119 has guarded my mind. It's been a playbook for me. It literally says, the law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the ways of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the decrees of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the word of the Lord. All of those things mean principles. He literally, in one chapter, puts all of these things. He said, they may not get it when I say the law of the Lord, because that's a principle. So let's say the statutes of the Lord, that's a principle. Let's say the ways of the Lord, that's a principle or an attitude. The precepts of the Lord. He literally keeps listing different ways in one chapter, because all he's saying is, if you follow my principles, I can give you successful life in every area of your life. And when it comes to relationship goals, we've been aiming at the wrong thing. And God says, could I give you my principles? The first intention I had for marriage, the first intention I had for relationship, the first intention. And that's why I'm telling you that when we get the principles of God, we're able to live the life that he created us. That's why the Ten Commandments, all those are our principles that we are supposed to live our lives by. The Bible is a simple book of principles. If you follow the principles, you will be successful. But if you violate them, you violate yourself. Look what Proverbs 14:12 says. Because some of y'all, I feel your spirit about to click off. I didn't sign up for all of this. Baby, if you want your relationships to work, you have to follow the principles of the manufacturer. And I know, because culture, reality TV, I was about to call names. People, let's just say people, they've taught you that you know how it works. You think you've watched enough Bachelor to be able to see what's right and what's wrong. Oh, I'm telling you, you've watched Real Hip Hop, Love in Atlanta, you've seen what's wrong and all this other stuff. But look what Proverbs 14:12 says. There is a path before each person, all y'all, that seems right. There's one that seems like it's the way to go, but it ends in death. But look what Proverbs 16:7 says. When people's lives please the Lord, when they follow his statutes, his principles, it says even their enemies are at peace with them. Some of the peace that you need is found in the principles you keep. Some of y'all have been praying for peace, and you have not had peace because you don't have principles. You let anybody into your life because you have no standard. You have no principle. And then they break you, and then you ask God to heal you. And he said, if you could just get a principle, I'd give you peace. He said, even your enemies have to be okay with you when you live by the principles of God. Oh, that's good Bible. I'm too hype up here by myself. So I want to give you the keys. I found them. I found the keys to the principles of God, and I need everybody to take this down. These are the principles of the Creator. We're not going to look at culture right now. We're going to look at the principles of the Creator. And these are the things that you need to have in your life if you're going to follow God's principles. You need knowledge. You need understanding. You have to be obedient. and you need application. Like, I'm gonna say it again, knowledge. You need the light to come on. You need to get more knowledge in an area. You need understanding. That's why the Bible says in all you're getting, get an understanding. I don't know what some of y'all are getting in Corona. Some of y'all getting fat in Corona. Some of y'all getting weave in Corona. Some of y'all getting mad in Corona. And some of y'all getting peeved in Corona. But what you need to get is understanding. So I get knowledge, and all you're getting, you get understanding. And then I get obedient. And this is where it breaks down for most people, because when God tells us to do something a certain way, we'll be like, well, I don't even think that's, I don't even like that. I don't even think that's okay. Cool. But plenty of us have knowledge and understanding, but we stop at obedience. Because somehow we think the product we did not make, we know better how to use it. We think somehow, because we done felt something, that we should step over the principles of God to be able to satisfy our feeling. But that knowledge goes to understanding. That understanding goes to obedience. And obedience goes to application. And when you get that, you will see success. You will win in relationship. And the ignorance of these principles is honestly a tragedy. That's why God sent Jesus. I need everybody to see this. God sent Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is called the Word. So when we lacked instruction, he sent the Word. When we lacked principles, he sent his Word. Let me prove it to y'all. Give me Bible, Pastor Mike. Okay, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Literally at the title of my Bible, it says God's final Word, his Son, Jesus. It says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through prophets and at many times in various ways. But in these last days, that's where we're living right now, he said he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus, whom he appointed heir or the prince of all things. And through him, also, he made the universe. So everything you see, he made. And the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation or the representation, I like that word, of the being sustaining, listen, all things. How? By the powerful word. That means right now, God's word is holding up everything. How is that, Pastor Mike? He spoke principles into place, and the whole world works off of principles even today. The principle of gravity, he spoke that one time. He ain't coming back every day like, gravity. Gravity. He didn't do that. He spoke it one time, and he set a principle in place. And when he set a principle in place, everything is functioning before us, with us, and after us on the principle that God spoke. Time, he spoke a principle, and all of us wake up and go to sleep on the principle that God set. Seasons, summer, fall, winter, spring. It doesn't no matter if we're in a famine, if we're in Corona, because he set a principle and the word of God stands forever and ever. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Why won't we listen to God about relationships? Because he's the only one who understands the principles. I got to get through this. Okay. When you buy a computer, a toaster, a microwave, a cell phone, when you open the box, what is the first thing you see? You usually see a little pamphlet with a bunch of words on it. It's not the product. You should usually see, what is it called? A manual. Okay. Do any of us read the manual completely? Don't lie. No. You're literally working, driving, living in things that you have never, come on, let's be honest. I can't remember. The last time I picked up manual, honestly, is for things my daughter gets. Like, I don't know how to put these new toys together. They could really be a lot simpler. I probably need to work for one of the toy companies, because it's like little dumb pieces that go to little dumb pieces. And that's the last time I picked up the manual. But like for a TV, I'll pull a 4,000 TV out the box, plug it in, hit the remote. Why do I need a manual? Come on, let's be honest. I got a new car. Put it in drive, put the key in the ignition. Why read the manual? The reason is most of us are paying for things that we don't get the full benefit of. You missed it. You're paying for things that you are not getting the full benefit of because you don't read the manual about what you are doing. Let me help you. Some of y'all, how many people have a smartphone? Come on, let's be honest right now. And if you don't have a smartphone, we're going to pray for you and God is bringing an increase into your life right now. But this is the thing. If you have a smartphone, you paid for probably 200 to 300 functions. Let's be honest, you use 6 of them. You text, you call, what else you do? You take pictures, social media, and if you're really fancy, you take notes and use the calendar. But you literally paid the price for hundreds of functions and you use 6 of them. Why? Because you didn't read the manual. And I've started to think about that when it comes to our relationships. That could our marriage be better if we would read the manual? Could my single season be amazing if I would read the manual and see what God says about this season of singleness and how I don't need to rush into marriage because this is the greatest decision of sacrifice that I'm ever going to make except choosing Jesus and how I should use this time to do what I want, be what I want, find out who I am? Like, could this season of singleness again or divorce be the season that God refines you so that when you find the one you're supposed to be with, you won't bring the baggage of the last season into the next season? I'm preaching right now. All I'm saying to you right now is if you would read the manual, you could get all the benefits.
Yeah, that's great.
But instead of benefiting, we're suffering. The truth is, most of us are in relationships with friends, business colleagues, teachers, mothers and fathers, marriages that we're not getting the full benefit of because we don't know how it actually works. And the only way you can find out how it actually works is going to the manufacturer. It's like going into marriage and not finding out what God wants in it. I'm going to break this word down. The word manu, okay? I want to help you. I told you I was going to teach you today. And I know the next week we're going to have to keep going. Natalie, there's so much I want to talk about right now. There's so much I want to give them. I'm full. Like, I'm overflowing right now. And I'm telling you, if you get these principles, if you stay with me this entire series, if you sit down, put your seatbelt on, and buckle up for what God wants to do. By the end of this series, we're going to hit every facet of your life. And I promise you, you're going to win in relationships. That's why God got you here. It's not a coincidence. It's not a good graphic. It's not because the sermon series went viral. It's because he wants you to win in relationships. But you can't win without a goal. And you can't know the goal if you don't know the intention. And you can't get the intention unless you go to the manufacturer. So let me break this down for you. Manufacturer, let's break that down. The word manu means to make, okay? Manu means to make. The manufacturer is the factory that it's made in, okay? The factory that made it, that which makes the product is the manufacturer. When you put manu and AL together, listen to this, it means the mind of the maker. The thoughts of the maker on paper. The reason you read the manual, because it's the maker's thoughts on paper. The reason you read the Bible is because it's our manual. It's the creator's thoughts, the manufacturer's thoughts on paper. And what he's saying to you right there, he's blatantly telling you, when you get a manual, that's why it's the first thing. It's telling you, you do not know the maker's mind about this product. You may think you know how it works, but you don't know the upgraded features. You may have had one like this before, but you don't know. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. He comes in to give you new instructions. The Bible says that he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. That's why when you know the principles and you walk with the Holy Spirit, you don't just go into things. You get the maker's mind, the manufacturer's mind about it written on paper. That's why the Bible is a non-negotiable, because it will save you scars and hurt and pain and hurting other people, because you get the maker's mind on how to live life. You get the maker's mind on how to be in a marriage. You get the maker's mind on how to be single. You get the maker's mind on how to handle money. And we are doing ourselves a disservice by thinking so arrogantly that we know better than God. Charles, I ain't gonna have enough time to finish. I ain't gonna have enough time to finish. Do y'all want me to keep going? Tell me to keep going if y'all want me to keep going right here. If y'all want me to keep going, y'all gotta tell me to keep going. Cause I wanna keep your attention, but I feel like God's saying something. Something's about to break off of you. Something's about ignorance. That's what it is. Ignorance is about to break off of you. The darkness that you've been over, you're gonna look at this Bible in a brand new way. You're gonna look at this word and say, hold on, it is more advantageous for me not to read these Instagram posts and get into the manual and the maker's mind, because I'm trying to be blessed to be a blessing. I'm trying to have a marriage where my children stand up and call me blessed. I'm trying to actually be relationship goals, not just go for them. Okay. Instead of benefiting, a lot of us are suffering because we don't know the maker's mind. And because we haven't read the manual, we're suffering a lot. And that's why if I have a Mercedes, I don't go to Toyota to get it fixed. Why? Because Toyota does not have genuine parts for the Mercedes. That's why when my marriage is broken, I don't go to Culture. Why? Because they don't have genuine parts. So they have fabricated things that almost look like it fits, like have sex with everybody you want to and be able to be free and sow your wild oats, but that's a manufactured defaulted part. So when you do that outside of marriage, you come with the consequences like soul ties, and it rips people away and hurts children and brings all of this stuff, and you show up to your wedding day, but it looks like everybody done picked up off of you, and you're not the person, the whole person that you're supposed to be. You're not 50% and they're 50%. You're supposed to step into that thing whole, and that person's supposed to step into whole. We'll talk about singleness on another week, but I'm telling you right now, the only reason that this thing is happening is because we have not gotten the genuine parts from the actual manufacturer. And that's why I'm telling everybody, this is the title of my message. I know it took me all the way to the end to get it. Warning, warning, warning. Read the manual before you touch the product. Before you get into a relationship, before you go another day in the marriage, before you say and call it quits and you sign the divorce documents, read the manual before you touch this product again. And some of you have been in relationships and now you're business partners. There's no love. There's no passion. The kids are out. You're looking at your husband and wife. You don't even know if you love them, but you don't like them. All of these different things. God says it's not too late. At the moment you open the manual, at the moment you open the word, at the moment you use resources like the book I just wrote to get in the heart and the mind of God. He said the Bible is the only book that when you read it, it reads you. It's alive. It's sharper than any tool. Edged sword, mama. They need to understand that if you read the manual, you can have the guarantee of the manufacturer. That's good word right there. I need you to understand that too many of us are touching this thing called relationships, and there's no way it's going to be a goal because we don't even know what to aim at. God's plan for you is that you win in relationship. But God's principles for you are found in his manual. Pastor Mike, I thought you was going to talk about what I need to do, like, for my relationship. I'm about to break up with Jerome right now. And I need to know, before you do anything, go to the manual. See what God's word says. I'm believing that this week, because this principle is applied to more than just your relationships. You can apply it to every area of your life. If you do not know what the manufacturer says about everything in your life, you're living below the benefit. And that's why I'm asking you, for the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, however long this series is, can we make the Word of God the final authority on what relationships are supposed to be, what the goal is supposed to be, not anything else, because the only one that can speak to that is the one who made it. In this moment right now, I know people's minds are going. Why? It's because you're getting knowledge. Lights are coming on. Bing, 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 bing. I see it happening everywhere right now. Bing, 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 bing. Because you've been walking in darkness and you've been thinking that another blog or another thing would help you. But God says, I already put all the principles you need for life and godliness in this love letter to you. And that's why when I think about the divorce rate for married couples, saved or unsaved, being 50%, that means you have a 50% chance today if you get married that it's going to end in divorce, which is the hardest type of ripping away of a relationship in humanity. When people are that intertwined and then they rip away, the only thing that happens is damage. And yes, you can survive divorce, and yes, you can be restored after divorce, but you don't get to take away the consequences of getting into that thing and the things that come out when you rip away from each other. And that's why God says in his word, I hate divorce. Not because he hates the people. He hates that we were ignorant and we didn't do the things that we needed to do to make sure that's what we needed to get into. Or we didn't go to counseling after we got married. Or we didn't make the children a second priority to our priority with God and the priority with our spouse so that we could learn how to live and show our kids how to walk. God's saying, would you please do it my way? Could you read the manual? I'm begging everybody right now. Your relationship will not get better with time. It'll get better with knowledge. And knowledge that comes from the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. If you want your relationship to win, you want to get better, you want to be relationship goals, go to the manual. Find the manufacturer's mind about relationships. Stop talking to your friend who none of her relationships work. That's ignorance. That's darkness. And I just get this image in my head. I get this image in my head of a cookbook. You know when you open up the cookbook and you see a cake or you see a good dish and you're like, oh, shoot, that looks good. Then you get in the kitchen and on one side is this beautiful picture. And on the other side, there's all these little black blurbs. And most of the time, what we want to do is just get the picture. Yeah. But a lot of times, when we try to make it and we don't follow the instructions or the maker's mind, we get something we didn't sign up for. And many of you are products of relationships where people didn't follow the instructions. Some of us have started off with a disadvantage, broken homes, father not there, mom working all the time to be the mom and the dad. This, I was molested, or I was raped, or I was broken, and how can I be what I didn't see? And it's all of these things, and God's saying, I hate that it happened to you, but you can be delivered from that. I can give you light or knowledge that dispels the ignorance or the darkness over your situation. You're a child of God. Wherever the enemy comes in to get you with shame and grief and guilt, he said, any man that be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, I have made all things new. But you will be ignorant of that if you do not go to the manual. He says, you are the righteousness of Christ. No matter how many people you slept with, or no how many people you took advantage with, no matter if you are a player, no matter if you've been emotionally cheating on your spouse, God says at this moment right now, I'm talking to real situations right now. At this moment right now, go back to the manufacturer and get the manual. See what his mind is on your relationship. Because just like that cake, if the cake comes out salty and hard, you can't blame the cake. The cake didn't do it. And that's what we try to do with marriage and relationships. Marriages don't work. Hold on. Because your marriage is hard and salty. Don't blame marriage. You got to look at the ingredients. And if you don't have two single people that are going after God and that are really letting him lead and guide, and then you get into the marriage and it's not working out and you got the wrong, what becomes hard and salty and you get divorced. But there was a story in Matthew that these religious leaders I'll reference it so you can know to go study it. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 through 6. But what ended up happening, they were trying to trap Jesus. And they said, basically, he said, hey, is it lawful for a man to get divorced from a woman for anything? Because back in that day, you could get divorced from your wife if she sneezed the wrong way or if she cooked and put some hot sauce in your stuff. Like, you could divorce her for any reason. And Jesus, he's so gangster with it. I love it. Because most of us are trying to figure out how not to get a divorce, or trying not to figure out how the relationship could end. Just trying not to make it good, but just how it doesn't break. And Jesus comes to them and doesn't even answer their question. He said, y'all asking me about the worst relationship breakup that there can be, divorce, because it damages everybody involved. He said, but I'm not going to answer your question. Look what he says. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. I love it. It says, haven't you, what's that word? Read. Haven't you looked for more knowledge? Haven't you read something? Hasn't the light come on in the scriptures, in the manual? Jesus replied, they record that from the beginning, God made. Ooh, that's so good. We're not going to talk about divorce because divorce is a symptom. It's not the real problem. The divorce is the end result of people that did not consult the principles of God in the manual. So I'm not going to talk about divorce. I'm going to go back to the beginning, because if we start off with the right principles in the right people, then we can get in the right relationships and have the right marriages and businesses. And then divorce is not even an option. Symptoms are there to tell our body that something is wrong. The pain comes to tell us that something is wrong. And what I'm telling you is all the divorce that's happening is telling us that as a society, we have gotten away from the manufacturer's intent for relationships. And God goes to the beginning. And today, all I'm asking us, let's go back to the beginning. My last point, to get the manufacturer's guarantee in relationships, you must read the manual. Come at me with everything you want to come out. Well, what about this book? And what about this book? And I want to let you know, the manual is not Relationship Goals, the book. All I tried to do with that is take principles from the manual and make it easy to get your appetite going towards that. And I think it would be a great asset to your life for you to get into it. But I'm telling you, if you don't got that book, it's all good. Go to the Word of God. Because when you go to the Word of God, that's where I got everything from, the book Relationship Goals. The only thing I do, remember, anything that is not a principle is an opinion. And many of us have been reading opinion books and reading opinion blogs and reading, hearing the opinions of our cousin or this guy or this celebrity. And God says, hey, listen, all of those are opinions. I need you to come back to the principle. And to get the manufacturer's guarantee in relationship, you must read, study the manual. Before this, I was telling my wife what I was going to read, and she started looking up manuals. And she said, oh my gosh, Mike, that's good. And I was like, what, baby? She said, you could preach this. I said, what, baby? She said, I'm about to tell you. I said, say it, Natalie. And she said, Michael, look what this instruction says. It says, failure to read may result in serious injury or property damage. Could that not explain what many of us are feeling right now? Even though we're acting like everything's fine, everybody comes around, how you doing? Oh, I'm good, I'm down. But because you didn't read the manual, failure to read it can result in serious injury, injury of our heart, injury of our mind, injury of our purpose, injury of our destiny. Some of us aren't going after purpose because of one thing that somebody said that we loved or we liked. They killed purpose inside of us. They spoke death into us. We didn't follow the principles, and now we're waiting for God to give us another word. And he said, I've already called you great. I've already called you good. I've already spoken my word over you, but you have to go back and read the manual. Today, some people are feeling broken and lost. But I have an analogy for you. Pass me the basketball. This basketball, just like your life, in my hands, this basketball is worth about $15. But in the hands of LeBron James, this basketball is worth about $40 million a year. Football. Just give it to me. Here we go. This football right here, in my hands, it's worth about $12. But in the hands of Peyton Manning, this is worth $80 million over a career. Okay? Pass me that golf club real quick. This club right here, in my hands, it's worth about $50. And at Top Golf, I'll give you the business. But in the hands of Tiger Woods, it's the first billion-dollar athlete. Billion. A stick, in my hands, a rod, it maybe can beat off an animal that comes to attack my wife while I'm screaming like a girl. I can just see it in my head. But a stick or a rod in the hands of Moses split seas. A slingshot in my hands is a child's toy. But in the hands of King David, it can take down giants. Two nails in my hands can maybe hang a couple pictures. But two nails in the hands of our Savior can save humanity, provide salvation, and give eternal life. Your relationship in your hands will continue to produce the same broken results over and over. But your relationship in God's hands will get the manufacturer's guarantee of winning in relationships. Today, I'm asking you to take your worry, your pain, your frustration, your fear, take it out of your hands. Because in your hands, it's going to just get you more of the same. But if you cast your cares on the one who cares for you, if you give him your worry, your pain, I don't know what I'm going to do about my job. If you give him the things in your relationship, if you give him your past, he's the only one that can take your mess and make a message. He's the only one that can take your pieces and make a masterpiece. He's the only one that can take your hurt and heal others. Today I'm asking you, could at the beginning of this series, could we just go back to the manufacturer, the one who created relationship before any of us were here, and get his mind? Hands lifted all over this place. Come on, in your home right now. I believe God's doing a work on your heart, on your soul, on your spirit. In the name that is above every name, I declare and I believe that right now, this is relationship surgery that's happening in people. Father, forgive us where we have put other things as principle above you, as first above you. How to raise our kids, how to date, how to be single, how to be married, how to do business. Forgive us, Lord. Today, we repent. And all that means is we turn back to you. We turn back to your manual. We find the maker's mind about our relationships. And today, God, I thank you that this is the start of a revolution and revelation that will cause transformation in every family and every home and every heart. And I thank you that today we're surrendering ourselves to you. Every marriage, we're surrendering our marriage to you. Every single person, we're surrendering our singleness to you. Every divorced person, we're surrendering our lives to you. God, and I thank you that this week, oh, I feel the presence of God. When people crack open the manual that you left us. I thank you that you would jump off the pages. I thank you, Father, that your word would be alive and it would be sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank you that the answers we've been looking for in man's opinion will be solved in a moment when we find out the principle. God, change us from the inside out and let us know that our first relationship goal, the principal relationship goal, should be a relationship with you. Today, reorder our priorities. And give us your heart. We cast our cares on you because you care for us. In Jesus' name. In that same posture, if you're here and you're watching, it's not by an accident. Those same two nails that were worthless in my hands, they were put in Jesus' hands, check this out, just for you. And when he allowed them, and that's what I want you to know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. When we were yet sinners, when we were still in the club, when we were sleeping with everybody, when I was addicted to pornography, when I was lying to authority, he said, Michael's gonna need this, so hand those nails and put them in me, and I'll be the eternal sacrifice for every one of his mess ups. And today I want to give you the greatest relationship goal you could ever have is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I know some of you are thinking of old religion that's like, but I just did this and I'm planning to do this. And they don't even know that I'm still doing this. And God says, I already know that. He said, I just want your heart. Whoa. Maybe I need to get some things together first. And maybe I need to clean up, because then if I clean up, then I can come to God. This is the hospital of humanity. God's saying, you can come in here bleeding. You can come in here broken. That's why I am the great physician. I am the healer. I am the one. I am the Lord who healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word to heal your dis-ease. I am the Lord, your healer. And today he's available to you. With every person knowing that this is a reverent moment, I want you to begin to pray. If you've already accepted Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, I feel the presence of God. Chains are being broken off of people right now as I speak. If you're watching live, if you're watching by rebroadcast, I'm telling you, this is not an accident. This is an appointment. God said, I designed this moment for you to find out my heart. And according to the manual in Romans 10:9, he said, if you just believe in me, not change everything yet. God's not asking you to do that. People ask you to do that. Religious people ask you to do that. But God says, if you give me your heart, I'll help you change your habits. If you would just believe that I died for you and I rose again with all power, you will be saved. Turn, repent from the way that you've been doing it and follow me. I will give you the light that leads to life. And today that's what God is offering you. If that's you, I just want you on the count of three to slip your hand in the air wherever you are, just saying, Pastor, include me in that prayer. And I believe there's hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, I feel the presence of God, that are about to make the decision today. This is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, it's not promised to us. But right now in this moment, we have a moment to honor the principle of God by allowing him into our heart. If that's you, one, you're making the greatest decision you've ever made. Two, you are the one that God has been coming after, and we are proud of you. Three, just lift that hand up right there. God sees you. It doesn't matter if you're in a room by yourself or with your family. You could put your hand down. Now, Transformation Church is a family, so we pray together. I need to hear you from all over the world right now, praying this prayer out loud for the benefit of those who are coming to Christ. We're getting new family members. I want everybody to just say this. Say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Thank you for giving me the principle of grace. Woo! That it's not by my works, but it's by your works. And today, I receive you. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. I'm yours. In Jesus' name, I agree. Amen. Hey, can we thank God right now? I need hands. I need praise hands. Heaven right now is rejoicing because people just got in the ultimate relationship goal. They got relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for watching Transformation Church's YouTube. And I just want you to take another step. If this is feeding you, join Transformation Nation. That's everybody that doesn't live here in Tulsa watching live with us on Sunday mornings. Gather your family. Let's make this thing an every week situation. And please share. Share if it has impacted your life. There is somebody that is waiting for you to share this with them. And transformation is only a click away. And there's one more thing I would ask you to do. Pray about giving. If you want to help us take this message all around the world and represent God to lost and found people for one reason, transformation in Christ, you can do that right now by clicking the give button. I cannot wait to see you the next time we're here. Live a transformed life.